What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
It is time for the Spillover with Mike Schaefer, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One Love. Again, Schaefer is donning the
One Love.
Yeah, that's what their logo. That's their slogan.
Is
One
that
Love.
Right?
Okay, that's their slogan.
Raising Cane's,
just downtown, a couple blocks away, 14th and P.
And there's one on 48.
There's five Lincoln locations.
Yeah, five. Four.
Yeah, there are. They're in town. Good stuff.
Jake. Good stuff. All right.
It is good.
Go ahead.
We have not addressed recruiting yet with Schaefer.
Please.
We do once in a while. Now, Nebraska, despite the loss on Saturday, did get a flip from 2025 offensive tackle Juju Marks, who was a Kansas commit, which is to Nebraska, I think, on Sunday or Monday. Schaefer, what's the significance of him for Nebraska?
Yeah, he publicly announced it on Sunday. I think this has been kind of trending that direction for a little while. I don't know when exactly he informed Kansas and Nebraska that he was going to make that decision, but Juju Marks is a 6'6", close to 300-pound lineman. He can play either side of the ball. Nebraska's recruiting him as an offensive lineman. Except he's got a 6'10 wingspan.
Jeez.
So Nebraska, I think, likes him as a tackle to start with to try to keep some of those pass rushers at bay. This is a guy, I actually saw him in a camp in Kansas City in 2023, and I know Nebraska had offered him at that time. There didn't seem to be much communication because he was only a defensive lineman at that point. His junior year, they moved him to play some offensive line, and that's when I think things really kind of took off. So he's a nice addition to an offensive line class that's quietly pretty good. Sean Hammerbeck up from Winter, South Dakota,
right.
Probably
like
the best
him.
Lineman in that class. And then Houston Kahina Torres, I like a lot from the Islands. He's future center, I believe, for Nebraska. Brian Tapu, another offensive lineman they have. So they got four guys in this class. They took a good group, I think, last year. I think that offensive line, they got a lot of young guys.
Boy.
You know, when you move on from the Bryce Benharts and the Ben Scotts and Micah Mazuka, next year, it's going to be, there's not a lot of experience. There's a lot of guys that you went and won in recruiting battles. Like, at some point, you really need this to pay off.
Right.
And so
this is big for Donovan.
Know, one of the things that was kind of alarming of the Scott Frost era is that they went and they got offensive linemen. You get Turner Corcoran right away and Bryce Benhart and some of these guys. It's just it never felt like they transitioned and became good Big Ten offensive linemen. And that's in this league, in this conference, you've got to have good offensive line play.
Right. And
I think we're seeing that this year still, where it's not like it's bad. Like, I think their pass protection is good.
It's good.
I think they are good pass protecting offensive line. they just can't get a push. Right. Like, they can't get to the second level. They can't make teams pay in the running game at all. And some of that's the running backs, and some of that's the offensive line, some of that's the play calling. But it just doesn't look good up front when they're trying to run the ball.
No, it hasn't looked good. And but again, like so many conversations about offense, it's kind of complex.
So it encompasses all of these different things.
Yeah.
It's never just the one thing, because there's years where Amir Abdullah makes your offensive line look a lot better than maybe what it actually was.
100.
You know, and then there's years where the offensive line makes the running backs look a lot better than they actually are.
It's what Satterfield said the other day. There was a red flag to a lot of people when he said that he needs to do a better job of being innovative. I'm paraphrasing, being innovative with his play calls, not just running into the line and getting 1 yard and saying, you know, well, I ran. I thought it was interesting. He said he needs to do a better job of essentially being creative.
Which is fascinating, because they have to dress up so much of their running game of all of these end arounds and different things because they're not getting yardage.
Right.
So it's not that they haven't been creative. It's that they can't, again,
I think he means in the traditional between the tackle
type. They can't do simple.
Like, no, they don't.
My biggest concern for Nebraska over these next five games is that right now, simple is really hard for them.
Well, Rule said that. I mean, in effect, a derivative of what you just said. He said, look at what Indiana did. I mean, we would throw a dump off screen type pass, swing pass, I think he said. They'd go 20 yards, we'd get zero. Yeah. We just are struggling to get anything right now. Everything seems hard.
It does. And when you're watching that way on Saturday.
Yeah, when you're watching it.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
That's the feeling you get.
I don't know if you guys remember this. They start the second half with the ball, and they run 7 minutes of clock.
Yep.
Before that interception,
right,
and it felt like every single play was a battle to get 4 yards.
That's where
it.
Indiana's getting 7 yards a pop.
You have everyone spread out, and Ja'Cory Barney running across on a drag, which is the easiest play in the world to get 7 yards. and you get four because it's not blocked well enough downfield or someone misses someone.
I know
someone.
What you're talking about,
And it's just like, I'm sitting there on my couch and I'm just dumbfounded by it. Like, it shouldn't look this difficult.
Well, I think your head coach would. I know he'd agree.
Well, I don't think he wants to be on a couch, but yeah. I mean, it's.
They got a lot of issues on that side of the ball.
And the thing is, they have too much talent for it to look like this.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to the idea that they lack talent. They're deficient in some areas. Mm-hmm. Like, the line could be better as run blockers. Your running backs could be more dynamic. Mm-hmm. But that's not why you're losing these games. That's mm-hmm. not why your offense isn't moving the ball.
Unfortunately, it's, I think there's a variety of factors. And yeah. I say unfortunately because it's not an easy fix. I don't think
they can just flip the switch and then suddenly they're going to score 35 points when UCLA comes to town.
No, I mean,
need their defense to set them up. They need their defense in these final five games.
Yeah,
the offense has to be able to work its way out of this. And to do that, you need a long runway that defense has to provide you.
I mean, you guys, you and Bill, I thought, did a good job today of getting kind of to the bottom of it. What was going on against Illinois, then what's changed? Yeah. And a lot of it's manning. They're getting manned up on the perimeter, I think.
Getting pushed around.
Well, they're not winning at the perimeter.
Right. There's also a conversation. Is Dylan healthy right now?
Oh, yeah. Since
the Illinois game, people said there's maybe an ankle issue with him. He's not pushing off his left leg as much. What are you seeing on that?
Well, I'm seeing a guy who mentally is going through it, physically is playing a lot of football and having to get through that. I mean, the throws don't look good. There's been people that have postulated that he re-injured that ankle again against Indiana. I mean, the throws, and you remember the first drive? The first couple throws, they had miscommunications, and the ball was high right away. Like, it at no point did it look particularly clean against Indiana, regardless
no
of the
wind
game
either.
Before or after.
No wind.
Right. And none. So it wasn't a...
It was a nice day.
With Rutgers, no wind, you're like, Jake. Okay, conditions, factor, yeah. Whatever. Indiana, that was.
No, there was no wind.
I have a lot of, there's no way Nebraska would do this. I would play a lot of Heinrich Hartberg on Saturday. I would kitchen sink it.
In what regard?
I wouldn't want to put Dylan out there if his confidence is eroded and he's not healthy. Or I wouldn't want to expose him to too much Ohio State. And quite frankly, I think if you played a kitchen sink kind of offensive game, you at least make them scramble a little bit.
So you're not suggesting you start Heinrich Hartberg?
No, but I'm saying that you get him in there like 40% of the time.
Oh, interesting.
Like, just a lot.
Now, Bill is suggesting.
Give him a lot of different looks and make Ohio State, because you look like one way on film. And you're in a game where it's, if you play your version and Ohio State plays their version, they're going to win 9.5 out of 10 times.
It's interesting. You took it to another level. What Bill said, Jake, 12 plays max maybe with Heinrich?
I would go a little higher.
Yeah, he said 12. That, yeah. 12, yeah. 12 max.
Yeah, you go higher.
Right. But it's in part because I don't want what – I think the worst thing that can happen on Saturday isn't that Nebraska loses or that they get blown out. It's that – Dylan has his confidence just completely taken from him, and that he is broken coming out of that game, either physically or mentally or spiritually or whatever, going into the final four games of the year, which are the crux of what you need to do.
Jake, it's
a month you went 0-4, and by the way, last year, and you cannot have that happen.
It's a second-ranked defense in the country.
Yeah.
They haven't been crazy good pass. I mean, they only got to Dylan Gabriel once. So they didn't. You didn't see it against Oregon, but come on. I mean, it's the second ranked defense in the country.
And they'll have Jack Sawyer. They'll have stuff.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but you know who their defensive coordinator is, Jake?
Jim Knowles, my guy from Okie State. They would like him back. They're 0-4 in conference.
Strangely attracted to James.
We are out of time. That's it for us. The Drive with Raph, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Simple and Mike Schaefer and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen, and we will see you tomorrow.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.